This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, everyone. Day two, week seven.
Are you muted, Sarah?
I believe I am muted.
I don't think you
are. I'm not muted.
She's the one that told us.
Huh. Nice, Sarah.
I just didn't
nice.
Turn it off after. A dummy. What a dummy. Where does she get off? Oh, God.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Hey, everybody. It's another wonderful day of living at your house, dealing with whatever you're dealing with, and wondering when it's all going to end.
Hooray! No time soon. Yesterday, they issued the extended shelter-in-place order through May. Did you hear that?
No. I heard that. You know what I heard yesterday? That we're like the only state doing that. Like, all the other states are like, nah, we're done with this. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, a bunch are starting to reopen, and we'll see. I mean, that's actually good for us. I hate to say that they're going to show us either that it's safe or... holy crap, we've blown it, and a bunch more people. I mean, better situation for California than to see other states get back to it and find out what's going to happen?
Right. See how it goes.
You
great,
hate
you
to
go
hear
first.
That
go ahead, go
Florida's
first. Florida's
going to be our guinea pig, but it looks like, you know, some states right. like Florida are going to be the guinea pig.
Texas, I think they
Georgia.
Just said.
Georgia.
Yeah. Ohio. I mean, good. You know, you're right. Maybe it goes splendidly, and we go, oh, okay, forget it. We'll back out.
I hope that's the case. I really do.
Yeah, me too. You know how in Sweden, I was reading this big article about Sweden yesterday. They have things like you can't visit your old people. You can't have more than 50 people gathering. And they recommend that you do the social distancing thing. But they're not mandating really anything.
At all.
And they're having problems.
Oh, see, I told you guys the story about Sweden weeks ago that they right. were going to try this herd immunity.
Yep. No, and instead their deaths are up.
Oh, so I didn't follow that.
Yeah, no, I just read it this morning, and they compare them to Denmark, who was like the first lockdown, stop this thing. And I guess that people, you know, if you're from Sweden, nobody wants you. Like, think... You know, right, exactly. You know, don't bring your virus here. We were in lockdown.
It's super unfortunate, but that's the way we are even on my street here where I live. Like, you don't want people visiting. It's right. the people you live... Like, that's one of the things in Santa Cruz that happened over the weekend, and you may have heard Gavin, you know... chastising Californians for hitting the beach and the numbers that they did. But that's the problem here in Santa Cruz is the locals, the people who live here, this is where we live. They're not able to use the stuff because people are coming to town to use it.
Right.
And they find themselves going, the beaches are packed. We can't go for a walk.
Right.
So this weekend was embarrassing, and we'll see if stricter guidelines get put in place here in Santa Cruz and elsewhere. Down south, in there's a picture going around, which you may or may not have seen.
No.
I got it via text 20 times, and then it hit the web. But it's a picture down in San Diego of what looks to be 200 people in one spot in, I think it's Pacific Beach, but it's just, there's no 6 feet. There's not even close to 6 feet between Jesus. All of these people in the water. And it, look, I don't know if there was surf that day or not, but it was flat. So they're all just sitting on a flat ocean next to each other. And it looks really dumb. Really, really dumb.
Well,
but whatever.
Right. These are the people who are going to test the waters for us. So thanks, I guess.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, Do you think you'd be as careful as you are now if you didn't have kids?
I will say this. I know a lot of people who are as hardcore about the isolation as we are, and I would probably be more likely to see those people. Because of my son's lecture series, which unfortunately is not available to the general public because, man, it's effective. I was talking to my housekeeper yesterday.
She's back?
No. I was talking to her on text. I'm not allowed to see her, Vinny.
Well, and all that right. I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know what to say.
That will continue because she said to me, because she came to clean the guest house, and which means I didn't see her at all because Scott and Edson were there over the weekend. She goes, "Hey, how's your house doing?" I'm like, "It's bad." She goes, "Why don't you guys take off on Saturday morning, and I'll come on Saturday, and I'll clean your house. I'll use a mask and gloves, and I've been isolated, and I'll come and clean your house, and I'm paying her to clean it whether she does or not." So she's saying, "Look, let me get in there. It's gonna take me a week to clean that thing once you guys get out of there. Let's keep up with this." So I'm like, that is a great idea. We'll get out of here. We'll leave for the whole day. I said, let me run it by John and the kids. It's a no-go. Riley started his latest in a series of lectures. They're very informative. And so now I'm going to have to tell her today, nope. It's another week where you don't have to work.
My son won't let you.
So to answer your question... yes, I would be more relaxed about this if it wasn't for my kids and not for the reasons that you might think.
No, I was thinking, I know that if I didn't have kids, I'd be thinking a lot less about all of this stuff and I probably would go surfing.
Oh,
I probably would. I'm trying to put myself in that headspace where I haven't been in quite a while, but yeah, I'd probably be if I were a single dude with no kids, I'd probably also be dating. I probably would. I can't imagine that I wouldn't.
Right.
So when you see all these dummies out there, I think, well, single people do what they want.
Right.
They're not thinking about stuff like, how will this affect the people in my house?
And they're psyched to not go see their mom, you know. Maybe they don't have anybody else in their house. They're like, it's just me.
Yeah, I'm not saying everybody's like that, but I lean towards reckless. So, you know, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, I don't lean towards reckless, and I still think that I would... I wouldn't go surfing, obviously. I wouldn't go out and do things that were unnecessary, but would I have friends over that I trusted to be in the same kind of isolation situation as myself? I probably would. Lucky for me, that's not allowed.
Right. So, and on that point, or to that point, I do think that, you know... It's easy for me to sit here and be like, you dummies. But, you know, they're just not thinking about anything other than, why would I sit here alone in my house again when I can go do that?
Right. Yeah, there's definitely that attitude. And I think that, you know, the more you're isolated, the less you see of people who are sick. And you start to believe that maybe it's worked and we can just get out of here. So, like you said, back to your original point. With all of these states relaxing their mandates, it'll be interesting to see, and it'll be a good guideline for California as we go forward.
Well, as you're hearing that, I want to repeat, and I'll do it later too, that Gavin has just said we're on another month of lockdown.
Yep.
So that's what's happening here in the Bay Area. He didn't say it statewide, so I guess I don't know who issued the Bay Area shelter in place, but it's still in place, and it's there for another
and
month.
And it remains.
And Santa Cruz, what I was trying to say, and I don't have the statement yet, but they were saying, as I read yesterday, they're going to come up with another plan because we can't have the beaches packed again as the weather's going to continue to improve.
Yes. It's only going to get hotter.
Right. And so
I don't know
how
much better it can get.
But a lot of these situations are beyond my ability and creativity. Like I was thinking, what, for kids, head cones? I mean, I don't know how you're going to get kids back in school come fall.
Right.
Without some kind of head cone or, you know. Oh,
like a beekeeping suit or something.
Yeah, some kind of, you know, full neck head coverage up over the top. They can only
Think the air can get through that. I think that might not be enough.
Well, then I don't know how they're going to do it, but that's...
The N95 head cone. That's what we...
Okay,
what
yeah,
we
maybe
need.
There's a trap along the top. Once you're in it, you pull the trap across the top. And it,
boom.
I don't know. But anyway, that's
bigger
problems than I can solve.
About the schools is there, you know, there's all kinds of theories that they'll stagger who gets to go what days and that or that there will be a weekly meeting with a kid and a teacher and they'll get the assignments for that week and so they won't be in herds.
Well, that was speculation we made.
No,
right
I've heard that they're saying these weekly meetings are a potential thing.
Right. Well,
but yes, absolutely. I mean, God, we've talked through the school thing from every angle because it's, you know, for some people, like, look, you've got one kid in school. So, and all it takes is one computer and that kid can be in her class and she even seems to like it. And for some people, the reality is they got three kids in three different grades and everybody's jostling to be the one on the computer and they don't have three computers or an extra iPad that can be used as well. It's just this whole homeschooling thing, it's not really sustainable. So something's got to get figured out what it is. Like you said, thank goodness there are people who are figuring these things out because I'm not figuring them out, that's for sure. We have all our
chilly?
Wonderful... Yeah, I am chilly. I only have a t-shirt on. Bundle up a little bit. I'm trying to cover my arms. It's been so hot, though, that, you know, it's hard to put clothes on.
I know. So how do you have a blanket covering? It's 75 in my house right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's that warm in my house. It gets cold, you know, overnight. The heat goes off. And...
Yesterday, I pulled out this tent. I got this tent from any mountain.
Oh, you had a fire under you yesterday.
Well,
about this.
Look, I got to do stuff with... around, you know, I mean, I also need to split, which I did that as well, but
you mean with the kid?
Yeah, no, I just split. Like, I went and did something by myself. I needed to get out of here after I spent 2 hours with the baby at lunchtime when the missus came out. I split for a little while and went and did something. I just can't be, I can't. So when I got back, I went and got the tent and pulled that out. I got this tent from any mountain. I don't know how many years ago. 20?
Oh.
And
is this the one that your girlfriend had the UTI in?
Yes.
Oh, boy, you really have had that a long time.
And it's yes, I've used it a bunch of times. Mm. Wow, that's fun. The things you remember, it's really shocking.
Well, I mean, that's the one camping trip I hear about, so, you know.
Yeah, Yosemite. Yosemite?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it
was. I thought it was Big Sur.
No. We used to go to Big Sur a lot. The trip, though, we went on, I can't remember exactly where, but it was a different campsite. It ended up raining, snowing, and in the middle of the night, she wakes up with a UTI, super bummed and sick. And, of course, at this time, I was drinking, so I was out cold.
Mm.
So she
and she was a little resentful about that.
Yeah, when I woke up,
nice
I'm like,
"Oh,
how is it going?" Oh, I don't know. I didn't sleep one wink. Oh, that's too bad. What happened?
Yeah. We're leaving right now.
And then she goes, "And I saw a bear." I'm like, "Okay, well, What do you want me to do?
Well, that on top of a UTI, not good. Although it does make you forget your symptoms for a second.
Yeah. Yep. No, that
So you have this tent and you've
had
it
for... So I built it in the backyard and hopefully today it'll see some use. We'll see.
Oh. It's hot in the tent. You know.
It does, but, you know, I'm just trying to come up with new ways for them to stay entertained. You know, the sprinkler thing's fun, but you can't just leave the water on all day.
No, that's another thing, you know. So, boy, if only water sports were just allowed 24/7.
So we're working on it over here. We'll see how that goes.
Are you going to fill that thing up with toys? And
I'm going to let them do that.
No.
You know, yeah. We got to
keep
couple
them hydrated.
A couple American Girl dolls that are, you know, will probably make their way down there later today, and we'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, over here, I'm going to make more masks and garden. It's going to be another Groundhog Day.
More masks?
Yeah. I can't keep them. Everybody
They're
I know.
They're just going out the door that fast.
Can I get some more masks?
Wow.
Hey, my friend needs masks. Yeah, all right. Come get them. I feel like it's one little tiny thing I can contribute.
No, it's great. Christina's been doing the same thing, and she runs them over to the people who need them. And I imagine she feels really good about herself, and she should.
Yeah, it's great. It is a good feeling because I feel like at least I'm doing something that, you know, because people do, you know, the mandate is you got to have a mask on. And if you don't have a mask, you don't have a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you're using a T-shirt or a scarf or something. And, you know, you want to be as comfortable as you can be. Man, you know, everywhere I go, though, if I leave my house at all with those freaking masks on, it's just like it's like you're in a sweat box. Like it was fine when it was cold out, but now it's hot out.
Well, wait, we're not even at summer yet.
I know.
Although it feels like summer right now. It's been hot. It was 80.
Yesterday was gorgeous, though.
It was 80 at my house.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with. 80, I can live with, you know. Start getting up into the high 80s and then the 90s and then the 100s. Over the summer, oy.
Yeah, but you're not going to want to be wearing a mask on a 100-degree day.
No, I do vaguely recall just a couple weeks ago bitching about the rain, so I guess I should shut up, but it's hard.
Well, didn't you say you'd already pulled out your cushions? I mean, wasn't that the real issue there?
Yeah, well, you know, they're just a pain in the ass to lug them back in. Brendan, Nicole, what are you guys up to?
I'm just bummed out about your cushions being out, you know?
Yeah.
I got
some
early sunburns over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah.
Oh, I see
that,
the line.
No,
sure.
I can see it. Yeah. That's dark. Well, did you fall asleep in the sun or something?
Yeah.
Oh, Nikki. Don't do it.
My friend came over and I know, but we
what?
We were in the backyard, and we have a pretty big backyard, so we were social distancing.
Seen it. It's beautiful.
In the backyard, and
you been to her house?
No, but she's posted it on, like, TikTok or
all right.
Whatever, or Instagram or something. I don't know.
And
Easter.
Yeah. And we were sitting there, and the breeze was going, and then some of the shade ended up on us, and we just lost track of time, and just sat there. And
well, it's just so lovely to see someone other than your immediate family.
Yeah.
Well, listen, now you're gonna have freckles on your chest, so get ready for that.
Fun.
That's a whole thing.
Cute. There's nothing wrong with that.
Is it like the puffy fluid filled second degree sunburn, or
no.
is it
okay. I mean, it just it's mainly on my shoulders that hurt.
Oh.
So
well, no bra for you. Oh well.
I know, right? Shocks.
Is that really how you manage that? You just go braless?
I mean, why not? Not today, though. When I left my house and I put my backpack on my shoulders, like, because I don't really feel it unless something rubs up against it. So, but today I am wearing a bra.
Well, I suppose, too, there must be a line where your bikini top was or whatever.
Yeah, so I try to get it right there.
get right over the just on the white stripe.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yikes.
Well, be careful of that because it wasn't even a hot day, you know, compared to what we're going to be getting.
Yeah. So now I'm just going to really stay inside to try.
Do people still use, I know I still do, but it might only be me. Do you still use solar cane if you've gotten too much sun? Do you know what I'm talking about? Solar cane? Okay, solar cane.
Solar cane? Yeah, no, that was like a topical you'd rub on there.
Yeah, it's a spray on. You spray that on, it'll cool that off like you can't believe, and it'll also hopefully keep it from peeling.
Oh, that's what I'm afraid of is the peeling part.
Right.
It's well, peeling is hard. It's hard to stop it, but yeah, you just want to soothe it. They, you know what they use now, Vinny? Just all those aloe things.
Yeah,
I don't remember seeing solar
lotion.
Cane recently.
Yeah, after sun lotion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure solar canes
still in existence.
Probably. Well, no, I know it's still in existence because I've got some upstairs. I'm sure someone can text me and they'll be like, "That is the most toxic crap known to mankind." It's probably the case, but I grew up with it.
Yeah,
being sprayed on every sunburn I got. So to me, that's just the go-to.
It's like Novocaine, but it's Solarcaine.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It looks like the most popular version of it has like aloe in it, right? It says coir aloe.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So it seems pretty natural for the most part.
I like to smear butter on my sunburns, you know?
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. I heard sour cream. I'm just kidding.
What? Oh. Someone is effing with you. I think that's, you know.
I would never do that, but I was like,
sure
I've never
you
heard
would.
That.
Well, you might if you're, you know, if you're in that much pain, you'd be like, oh, sour cream. Let's give it a try. This is what I want to smell like. Yeah, let's get this on me.
Yeah.
All right, KLOC, KLOC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.